You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And if there is a member of the Dog Pound on your holiday shopping list, visit the Cleveland Browns Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium on Black Friday. Get your free Cleveland Browns drawstring bag with every $150 purchase. The Browns Pro Shop hours on Black Friday are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We've got Terry in Cleveland with us. Terry, welcome to the show.
Yeah, your favorite guy. I love how Johnny makes the people who back him look like idiots and bozos like they call everybody else. You had him on your show. You lapped it all up. He's realized how gullible the Cleveland media can be, especially some of us, and he makes them look like fools, but he's changed so much.
Can I ask you one question?
Everybody's behind him, so, yeah.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah, go ahead.
How come you call up as Terry, Tony, and Marco?
No, I'm not. No, that's a front that you're doing. No, my name's Terry. I'm not any of those people you said. That's you trying to get personal with somebody and calling people names like you do and losing your professionalism. That's what you do. You lose your professionalism.
Okay.
I know you don't like me. It's fine. You don't like me because I don't agree with everything you say, and I check you. Okay? And other people just agree with whatever you say, but I don't.
Wow. Now I understand.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Now I get it. That's why I don't care what Terry, Tony, Marco Polo's opinions are on things. It's his right to call up the show. That's why we have callers on the show.
Oscar.
Yes.
But just, you know what? Don't be a troll. You know, you want to say, "Hey, I'm Downtown Tony." Go ahead. I'll let you through.
So,
state
Vino,
your case.
In your expert opinion, is that Downtown Tony?
It didn't sound like Downtown Tony, but his attitude sounded like Downtown Tony.
It certainly did. Well, Terry in Cleveland. We'll look forward to wonderful Terry.
Future conversations
whenever
with
we
Terry
have the opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, I like Terry. He's at least he's passionate about what he has to say. The Cleveland media is gullible. Well,
okay.
We'll find out.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All
Brandon
right.
And Ashtabula, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. Before you guys cut over to the players over at the food bank doing their thing, we were talking about Manziel and his escapades here again. Has anybody brought up the fact that he had this stay in an alcohol or drug treatment center? Are we talking about this at all?
I mean, again, I don't know. I am not privy to what his, what his post-treatment, you know, what the expectations of him are post-treatment. I'm not privy to what his exact program is, so I can't comment on that. I understand how it does seem interesting on some level as to, you know, what exactly is going on with that, because I think a lot of people think that, you know, you go to rehab and then that should be it. So I really don't know.
Yeah, and we don't even have a finger on exactly what he went to rehab for.
Right.
You know, I mean, one could be for alcohol.
That stuff that's beyond.
Right.
That's,
yeah. Okay.
Not
I don't even
for me
no,
to comment
fine.
On.
Right.
That.
Me neither.
I have no idea.
Me neither.
No.
Well, beyond my pay grade.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Dino the trucker. Dino.
Hey guys, how we doing today?
Good brother. How are you?
Good. Getting ready for the turkey. You guys getting the stomachs in shape and all that.
Oh man, I gotta hit the treadmill.
Always
lose
ready.
About five to make room for the five.
Always ready.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I'm still in my stretching exercises right now as we speak, as a matter of fact. But anyway, I wanted to get on Johnny's seriousness about the game. I've always felt, you know, like when Greg Pruitt got on the air, he said it all. I mean, you got to show, especially in that position, he knew he's getting into this to be a starter of the Cleveland Browns. You know, the organization, you know, like when Coach Patton says, play like a Brown, you got to be like a Brown, too. You got to, you know, there's a certain ethic that I think all players should abide by. I think we've gotten away from that as a society. I think players are role models, and they should be. They put themselves in that position. And when I've seen him in the past, when he was on the Swan, you know, you don't. How can you take somebody seriously like that? So he has a lot of damage control to take care of. Now, when he goes out of town and he, like they had that one picture of him with the girls, and he looked like he was having a couple beers in him or whatever, that sets him back. He has a lot of damage control to repair to get his reputation back up to spot. if you guys know what I mean. And I really think he could be a good quarterback if he studies his craft. I mean, you look at a guy like Tom Brady, who, if I'm not mistaken, was selected sixth in the draft.
Sixth round, yeah.
So, you know, it's overall the sixth. What was that? I know he wasn't in the first round.
No, sixth round,
and,
yep.
Yeah, and look how he turned out. I mean, you know, it's always a crapshoot. But how do you perform? It's on the field is important as how you perform off the field also. You know, you have to show the crowd that you're really into it. I mean, it's a privilege to be a quarterback. It's a privilege to be in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, to us, they're our heroes. And we want our heroes to do well.
Yeah. You're right. Dino, thank you for the
absolutely
call.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call, Dino. Let's go to Andrew in Medina now. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Guys, this is frustrating. You see what through the callers how frustrating it is. The last caller's right. It's a privilege. And Johnny needs to understand he's playing for Cleveland and how, for the love of the sport and to be the leader of this team, it's a privilege. And you got to do stuff for the community instead of running to the club for the $50,000 promotion. I mean, you got to give back and show us you truly want this. And then go win games. And he's not doing that. He's not even doing the first step showing that he wants it. I was ran from the morning show for saying two words last year against when Hoyer beat Cincinnati Thursday night in Cincinnati. Johnny left for Vegas right away. And Riz asked me, do you agree with him leaving? And I said, no. And Riz asked me, what should he have been doing then, Andrew in Medina? And I said, studying. That was a year ago. Thanks for the call, guys.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much, Andrew. Appreciate you taking time to be with us here on CBD. It's obviously an issue that is becoming somewhat divisive in the sense that I think whether or not it was right or wrong, et cetera, for Johnny Manziel to go and to party and to do what he did, that is what it is, right? Okay, fine. I just think it's a perception issue where he had an opportunity to go and take this and say, you know what, I could go party right now, but I'm not going to, and I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to just, you know, go on my way.
And to your point, it's, I have the opportunity to go party, and everyone thinks I'm going to,
and I'm
because
not going
that, because that's who I am, and I'm not going to prove everybody wrong.
Right.
That I'm not going to screw this opportunity up. I'm going to prove that I want to be the starter. I want to prove that I have the mentality of a guy that has grown from his past and deserves the right to be one of 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, and that's really what I think it all comes down to with Johnny and with kind of what people are saying and calling up today. If you were going to ask me, am I thrilled with it? Am I a little bit disappointed? Yeah, I would say that I'm a little bit disappointed all in all with what's gone on here. I think that it could have been, you could have had a situation where Johnny Manziel decided for this week to stay out of the limelight and make a statement. Again, is it guaranteed that this is a horrible thing? No, but was it an opportunity to perhaps send a different message or to send a message to everybody that, hey, I'm the starter. I don't want anybody worrying about me. It's going to be all good. And instead, you got, you know, we're talking about on this show, people are calling up, people are upset about it, not surprisingly, that this is what you're, now this is what you got to deal with a little
bit. Yeah, and the other matter of fact is now, regardless of his play, at the end of the season, when he's given his largest break in an NFL football season, you know, I mean, and again, we understanding the fact that it's year-round, when he's given the largest chunk of time off, if he did that after being warned by Mike Pettine, by stating that he wouldn't do anything to make us, you know, or
embarrassed.
Not embarrassed, right. Whatever, you know what I'm saying, is he's now going to get multiple months off to himself.
Yeah.
What do we expect the standard to be when Johnny returns to Ohio?
Find out. People said he's not giving back to the community. He is at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank today, so he is doing something good there, in my opinion, you know, to at least give back. I'd prefer, no offense to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, I think it's great that he wants to do that, but I'd rather he was watching tape. That's just me, though. You can do it all. You can do it all.
You can do it all.
You can do it all. Let's go now to Mark in East Cleveland. Mark, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good, man.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Listen, a couple of things. it's apparent that Johnny Manziel is spoiled because, and I say that because apparently he doesn't know anything different than what he does. You know, he said he's not going to cause any waves, so you ask him, he probably said he didn't cause any waves, even though he, you know, got photographed with, in a bar and doing his thing. Or, you know, he's going to keep doing his thing. So apparently he doesn't know any better. But my another question is, did you get a chance when you interviewed him last week, did you ask him if he saw the NFL life, you know, the Paul Brown story, the Cleveland Brown story, him and all the other players as well? You know, that would be something that you might want to ask him or them and see what they thought of it so they can get a history of what, you know, we the fans and longtime fans know about the Cleveland Browns and basically expect from the Cleveland Browns. And also, finally, Coach, I was wondering if Coach's calm nature has been a negative, because that's his demeanor, apparently. You know, he got that hard look like he's a swagger, but he doesn't come off as soft, just more calm nature. And maybe that's, you know, the opposite of what the Browns need at this time. So thanks for the call, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it's an interesting take, and I think that that is a good question, and maybe it's a prerequisite that needs to be created by Ray Farmer, by Jimmy Haslam, by Mike Pettine. When you're going young and developmental, for your guys that you draft from all over the United States, and in our case, significantly the West Coast, who probably didn't know an awful lot about Browns football and the history, and are just learning, maybe when they see Jim Brown for the first time, who he is and what he actually means to this city. And that to go even a step further, to understand Paul Brown and how revolutionary he was for the game of football and professional football, and that it all started right here, and that a significant portion of the butts that fill those seats at First Energy Stadium each and every Sunday are those people that care about Paul Brown, about Jim Brown, and about you in the same light, and that you need to be held, or in hopes to be held in the same regard, one day through your play on the football field, the way that Paul Brown is, the way Jim Brown is, and many other Browns, you know, between now and then.
Absolutely, but there's a team that has got to make inroads in the present and have those guys that you can look up to in the present and the success in the present, because I think so much time we spend talking about this, that, all past, and it's tough when you're having an organization that has been down as long as this one has been. Let's go. Do we have Art on the cell?
I'm here.
What's
hey,
up, Art?
How are you?
I'm good. You know, my opinion is I could care less what he does in his off time, as long as he performs on the field. And yeah, if what he's doing detracts significantly from his learning the playbook and studying film and all the other things, then I can understand people getting upset. But you know, he's generally improved quite a bit this year.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I'm not going to fault the guy. There's been plenty of other great players that found the party life and still found a way to make it work. And so I could really, I mean, I'm not defending him. I just could care less. I just want him to play on the field.
And play well. I think at the end of the day, I think you speak for the vast majority of people. I don't really care what he does either, as long as he's successful. I just hope, would like, until he is successful, he gives the impression or the perception that he's taking it seriously and that he is just not out there in the kind of party life. That's all. I think it would just be easier, because this is why I don't like it. If he goes out there and plays poorly on Monday, people are going to point to this. And I think that it could be completely unrelated.
It probably is.
I'm sure it is. Now, maybe it's time that he could have spent studying, but we don't know. He could have been in Austin, and he could have gone down there on Thursday, and he could have landed on his plane, and he could have gone to his hotel room and watched film until 6 or 7
thrown
at
out
night,
on a high school
or
field
thrown
or
on
something.
The field, or done something very football-oriented for 4, 5, 6 hours that day and gone out at night. Nothing is wrong with that.
But, hold on. If you were in a position to prove your value to an organization, a fan base, that you're not what you used to be, why would you not set yourself up with a friend, a family member that knows you're in town? Because I'm sure Johnny's not driving around solo. Someone, and you're going to throw to somebody if you were to go to the field. Why wouldn't you have that person take a picture of you throwing the football on a bye week when you could be partying, you could be doing whatever it is that you want to be, but yet you are doing something relevant to football in your profession as you continually try to grow and prove that you deserve the opportunity that has just been given to you, which is a starting NFL quarterback.
Yep, let's just hope he comes out and wins, because I hate talking about this as much as talking about when the Browns lose. I find it to be just about as useful. Now, we heard from Danny Shelton earlier in the show today at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, and we're going to hear from his defensive line coach, Anthony Weaver, next, talking about what this group is doing, what they must do to get things going over the final six games of the year, and really a lot of talk about Danny Shelton and his improvement as a rookie. 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And again, Browns defensive line coach, Anthony Weaver, up next on CBD.